one little piece. We've already got a developer. We've got a project. We've got a piece of property that's for sale. All we need is for the PDC to do what it says it is important to do, which is economic development. So if you would be willing to talk to Mr. Quinton, ask Mayor Adams to speak with Mr. Quinton as well, and get the PDC to do this for us, we'd be very appreciative. Thank you.
Okay, thank you all. We have other people signed up?
The last person who signed up is Gene Mosler.
Gene DeMaster.
Oh, DeMaster, I'm sorry.
Welcome, Gene. Just give us your name, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Gene DeMaster. I'm the Executive Director of Human Solutions, and we're located at 12350 Southeast Powell Boulevard in a building owned by the City of Portland. I want to speak on behalf of the 35 employees that are in the Portland Office of Human Solutions, as well as the thousands of homeless and low-income people that we serve every year from that particular building. We strongly support adopting the amendments to the comprehensive plan and changes in the zone map. We also strongly support the resolution to adopt the traffic safety plan. In addition to Human Solutions being a service provider on the corner of 122nd and Powell, we also own and operate the Briarwood Apartments, which are located at 3302 Southeast 122nd. The Briarwood Apartments are scheduled to be rezoned from residential to commercial, and we feel like this is a very important thing to happen. We support the rezoning because we feel like it will increase the livability and increase the services that are available to people in the Briarwood Apartments, to people that live in the area surrounding 122nd, and to us as an employer having employees in the area. We're particularly interested in the second part of the resolution that requires the traffic safety plan because, as you know, that intersection at 122nd and Powell is one of the most dangerous intersections in all of the city of Portland, and our clients and our staff and the residents of our building routinely use that intersection and therefore are at very high risk. We also support the rezoning because as advocates for East Portland, we feel like this is an underserved area and that the rezoning will open up the potential anyway for increased services, increased stores, and increased commercial ventures that our tenants and people living in the area don't have access to right now. I'm a member of the Neighborhood Prosperity Area, which is on Division and 122nd, and also a member of the East Portland Action Plan. And I feel that this is part of the revitalization of East Portland that needs to take place. It appears to me that it's like a giant puzzle with a number of pieces that need to be put into place. And this is one of the pieces. It's certainly not all. It certainly won't result in full revitalization of East Portland if we do this rezoning, but it's one of the pieces and it's an important piece. We think that it shouldn't be the only thing that the City of Portland is doing to increase the revitalization of this area of East Portland, but we think it's a necessary piece to bring that revitalization to bring the full impact to the citizens in this area of what revitalization can do for our area. So we strongly encourage both the passage of the comprehensive plan and the traffic safety plan that goes with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Council member, we have one more person?
No, we have an amendment on this, though.
Oh, we do? Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To add the finding for the rescheduled hearing and renotification.
Okay.
Which item is that?
1155. That went out in the Friday packets.
Okay. So moved.
Second.
Yeah. Okay. Call the roll on the amendment.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Seltzman?
Aye. Amendment's adopted. Okay, so the comp plan moves on, 1155, to a second reading, and then we'll call a roll on 1156.
Leonard?
Thank you all very much for your work.
Aye.
Fritz?
East Portland is on the move, and thank you very much for your continued passion and involvement in this. Chris Garzello and all of the staff have done an amazing job, but it's really the citizens of East Portland who are demanding that this happen, and I, as a council member, are very glad to support your work and to continue moving forward with what we can do in City Hall. Aye.
Fish?
Yeah, I also want to thank everyone who took time to testify, and the Mark, I'd like to know more about. Where's Mark? Mark, you're hiding behind the column there. I'd like to know more about the project that you mentioned. But there is a common denominator to some of the things that people today testified about, and that is we're going to need new resources. We use the term euphemistically, public investment. And the reality is the only way we're going to get the parks that you've identified that we need in a park-deficient area is to go out with a bond measure. And justice, I think, requires that we invest in East Portland, and we intend to do that next November. And the only way to get additional dollars into the housing we want is to make sure we have a full toolkit, which includes using tax abatements wisely, urban renewal dollars when available, and then seeking additional dedicated funding, because our resources are shrinking while the demand is rising. But with these blueprints and these hearings, building on the outstanding work of East Portland Action Plan, Cully Concordia Plan, and others, and engaging the community in such a positive way, there's the hope that we will get there. So thanks to the professional team. Thanks to all of our witnesses. I know we're not voting. I know we're going to second reading, but you won't be here next week. So I'm fudging on my comments, but thank you for your outstanding work. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, thanks for the excellent staff work, and thanks for the ever-vigilant citizen involvement on East Portland. So thank you all. Aye. So the resolution passes. We stand adjourned until next Wednesday, 9:30.